in there. It's not Matthew 12:36. Every tongue got a sin. On his own.
Yeah, they do. Right.
The old folks said this way. That's the way the old folks said. But God said every man got to give an account for what you have done. And he's back. This money we got, you can't take that with you.
Okay. Cadillac, none of that.
That Cadillac and that expedition, I didn't take that with you. Only what I take with me is myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paul said, naked you came into this world,
and
naked you shall
leave here. They get dressed up.
Keep out of this.
They get dressed up.
He said, today, but Jesus did say this here. I am the way, the truth,
and the
life.
And
no man.
No man. I was saying, not son, say,
no man.
Can't come to the Father but by me.
Yeah.
Then he said, I'm going.
Prepare for you.
No, he said, let not your heart be troubled.
Oh, yeah.
Believe in God.
Also in
believe also in
me.
In my Father's house.
Yeah.
Now he said paradise, yeah, but he said in 14th chapter of John, in my Father's house.
A many
mansions. And then he gets sarcastic with it. He said, if it were not so.
I would have told you.
He said, I am
the
way,
the
truth,
and the life.
And the life.
Yeah.
I hope you be here and knowing that if you walk, let me tell you how you turn to you. You can walk straight out the door and go on in
church.
That's how cold it is.
That's right.
How serious it is.
Because
I'm serious about the Lord putting out. I ain't got time for shucking and jiving with no woman, no man. I've got the Lord's business. Because I know that after this life, I want to live eternal. When I open my eyes again, it may be 10, 20, 30 years ago. And I'll be telling you, Eugene, boy, you got it. You got a chance to be whatever you want to be. But don't let it slip out of your hands. Hands up.
That's right.
Video game, that ain't nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Be somebody.
Yeah.
Carry the name of Jesus. You ride my name, but carry it in a good way. Don't carry it in a bad way.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, as I close, look what happened. Father, you got God. From the city.
Tonight out.
What do you say, Father? Into that I mean. I commend my spirit.
Yeah.
I kept all the commandments.
All the commandments.
Yeah. I didn't lose none.
All right.
Yeah.
I lost the son of prediction because of your word.
Oh, yeah.
But Jesus was saying, I could have saved his behind too.
All right.
But I didn't want to contradict the word. See, your word was already written before I even came here.
Oh, yeah.
I was in heaven when you was writing the word of God.
Yeah.
And I hear Jesus saying, as he carried that cross up a hill called God.
Up here.
I think about how he never said the mumbling word.
Yeah.
I think about when he was on the cross for you and I.
Yeah.
With you and I.
Yeah.
Breathe like a hawk. And he said, I'm thirsty. And they gave him vinegar to drink. They had spit up on him. They had slapped him all upside his head. This man got all power.
All power.
Yes.
In his hand.
Yes.
But I heard the scripture say this. He humbled himself. Even the depth of the cross.
That's right.
But then he drops down the father said that every knee going to
bow.
And every tongue going to confess. That Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is everlasting. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that he thought about little black Eugene and stayed.
We hope that you- You were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. Welcome to the Johnson Temple broadcast on K-A-Y-T. Johnson Temple is located on the corner of Highway 171 and Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Johnson Temple continues to serve Leesville and surrounding communities through our Feed the Hungry program that takes place every second and fourth Wednesday of the month, 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. During this event, perishable and non-perishable food items along with a hot meal are offered to individuals in need. This service is offered to the public regardless of financial status, and volunteers are always welcome. In today's broadcast, you will hear a powerful message entitled, If It Had Not Been for the Lord on Our Side, rendered by Elder Jeffrey Johnson, an associate elder at Johnson Temple. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
With a made up mind, I'm going through. With a made up mind, I'm going all the way. With a made up mind, I'll follow Jesus, get the will, and I'll make it all the way.
With a made up mind, I'll pass the test.
I'll pass
the test. With a made up mind, I'll do my best.
My Savior face to face.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. Oh, God, you are all in all, Lord. We thank you for you being such a great God. We thank you for being a wonderful God. Lord, we thank you for 101 years of Johnson Temple being in existence, oh, God. From the time that you founded, oh, God, your hand has been with us, oh, God. We say thank you, God. God, we ask that you continue to bless us, oh, God. Move upon us, oh, God, in this word, oh, God. Word my mouth, oh, God. Get me out of the way, oh, God. But you say what you want to say, Holy Spirit. Lord, I ask that you touch my father, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, on today, oh, God. That you touch him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, oh, God. That you continue to heal, deliver, and set free right now, God. God, we know he's 92 years old, but he's still doing the work of your calling, oh, God. We praise you, oh, God, for he's worthy. For you are worthy, oh, God. You are worthy to be calling who you want to call. And God, we ask that you move upon us, oh God. Not just the pastor, but all the elders, the missionaries, the saints, the children, oh God. We ask that you move upon us, oh God. That we be what you called us to be, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, I praise you. I give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. Amen. I thank God for the choir singing that song. Amen. And I thank God for each and every one of you being in the house on today. Giving honor to God, head of my life, to the pastor, none other than Superintendent Maurice Johnson. And I thank God for him, to all the elders, my brethren in Christ. Amen. To all the ministers, saints, and friends, to our district missionary, Missionary Gladys Mosby. Amen. To all the missionaries, to all the deaconesses, if we gonna have some, to all the lay members, amen. And last but not least, but to my wife, Dr. Nichelle Johnson, who I miss dearly, amen. And I ask that you would stand, amen. Uh-oh, we're getting there, we're getting there. Technology will get you sometimes. We're getting there. If you turn to Psalms 124, so glad to have my long distance brother, Elder Thomas, in the house on today, and his wife, my sister. Amen. They're normally online, but they're in the house on today. Amen. I want to thank God for my Uncle CJ being in the house on today. Amen. I would say he's my favorite uncle, but I might get in trouble with my other one, so I'm just going to say, you know, when you stand with me. But amen. I thank God for him. If you give me 15 minutes, pray for me 15 minutes, I'll be through in 10, all right? All right. Amen. I know we got a lot to do on today. Psalms 124, and starting at the first verse, and it reads, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, verse 2 say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. Yeah. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Yeah. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Romans 8:31 reads, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Our theme says, when God is on our side. Yeah. Amen. My subject is, hold on, it's coming, I lost it. If it had not been for the Lord on my side. if it had not been for the Lord on my side. You may be seated. I thank God for this opportunity to be before you. Taylor called me on Friday. He said, we didn't have a speaker, but can you stand in that gap? Because we're moving the schedule up. I said, yes, sir, I can do that. I got you. And I said, now, Lord, that's on Friday. But I was ready to prepare on Monday. So the Lord said, well, get there quick. So I took off down the highway that day. We were doing some things. I was in Alabama. And I came home, and I picked up my father out of Alexandria. And that's where we were riding down the road. Elder Mosby had given us a list of songs for the choir, right? And one of the songs was, If It Had Not Been for the Lord on My Side. When that song came on, it just did something to me. The spirit just began to tingle all over me. The hairs on my arms started standing up. I said, Lord, that's what you want me to talk about. If you think about it, we're 101 years, not 99, not 89, but 101 years at Johnson Temple. We're celebrating this. I know we normally wait till the celebration is in the 3 o'clock hour, but I'm ready to celebrate it right now. We had the choir have the sing last night, and they sang. Oh my God, did we not enjoy ourselves last night? I mean, our reunion choir. Oh my God, it felt like old times, and I just thank God for how the Lord is moving. Because even last night, Elder Mosby didn't know it, but just as I stood over there, I felt sick. I mean, I just felt like I couldn't have no wind, and I thought I was gonna have to go get a chair. It just came out of nowhere, and then he turned around and said, "Brother Johnson, Jeff, we're gonna have you come play, having you there." And I said, "Oh my Lord." But God moved, did he not? I take no credit for it, for whatever came out that horn came from the Lord. And it's the same thing with us today. Is we're in God's house, but we are God's vessels. Oh, it's not even written down. God took this a whole nother way. Let me share something with you. When you are God's and you belong to the Lord, you are his. And when it says his name is a strong tower, we run to the strong tower. And when we run to the strong tower says that we can come to him and he protects us. Yes, he gives us our refuge. Yes, he gives us our strength. Yes, he gives us what we need and he supplies all our need. The church has been around 101 years. Yes. It's been under attack. Yes. Oh, come on, y'all. That is, Superintendent Maurice Johnson explained how Leesville was not a good place at one time. Racism was rampant. Black folks were getting killed just because of the color of your skin. And yet still, look where we are now. We are in the church, in here serving the Lord, praising God. I hope we're praising God, but we're praising God, giving him the glory for 101 years. Father has been here 92 years of that time. 8 years short of 100. He said he'll give that. Come on now. I'm 50 something years. Woo. And I've been here practically all my life that I know of. And we are still yet blessed of the Lord. If you would take your time. In Israel, I'm going to go to the scripture. So in this time, we know when I read the scripture, it said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say. If it had not, they said it twice, y'all. Yes, sir. Because they understand that at some point in their life, they started reflecting. David wanted them to reflect on what he was seeing. Israel was in a state that they were finally in a place that where they were established as God's people, but at some point they were under attack. Where they have come to, everything that their enemies tried to come against them, that tried to destroy them, God said no. God became their leaders, became their king, their savior. Oh, y'all, come on with me here. I'm not going to be, I promise you, I got, let me make sure. I got 10 minutes. 10 minutes. And so if you reflect on today, so what they were doing, reflecting on what God had done for them, and David had to reflect. He said, oh my God, if it was not, I'm going to put it in our church, if it wasn't
for the Lord on our side, where will we be? But because God was doing what he was doing, and because God was the protector, and because God had chose his people, and because God had made a way for his people, that they were still able to survive today. The same is the same with us today. Everything that we went through, many of us, we would not have been here if it wasn't for the Lord. If you think back on where God has brought you from, just take a moment, close your eyes, and just think back from the time you were born up until right now, what God has brought you out of. My God. The times that you could have been sick and died. The times that people tried to kill you. The times that the car accident tried to wipe you out. The times that anybody tried to talk about your name. And God still protected you. How many times did you turn your back on God? And you said, I ain't gonna do it no more. But yet still you turn around and said, God, forgive me. And God did just that. He forgave you and brought you where you are today. Where you once was, you are not there today. You look at me now, and I say, look at me now. Look at me now. I'm not who I am and who I was. I once was a sinner. I once was a backslider. I once was a liar. I once was a homemonger. I once was a drunkard. But now, what I am today, God has made me new, and the old things have passed away. Today is the day that I'm standing here today, knowing that I'm on the Lord's side. But if God wasn't with me, where would I be? God, sit down. God shared this with me. Every step of the way that the Israelites were moving, God was moving with them. And he moved with them. He protected them. He made some things happen. He also allowed some things to happen. And then when he allowed some things to happen, we saw what God, how he protected them and how he moved upon them. And so it was for their good. So God showed me this. He said, when we go to the gym, some of us may go to the gym. I don't go, but I heard when they go to the gym, they lift weights. And when you first start out, you don't start off with the big stuff yet. So you get the little weights, and you get the stuff that you can handle. And that's you. You can handle that, right? And then you say, well, in order for me to gain some more muscle or whatever, a tone, I need to put on a little more weight. So you put a little more weight on, and you handle that pretty good. And boy, you start getting feeling yourself. Then after some point, it depends on where you're trying to go with yourself. And when you get to a place where you want really everything to show up and puff out and everything, you start putting that extra weight on there. But then sometimes that weight may be too heavy for you. So what you do, you get a spotter. You get a certain person to come over and help me lift this weight just to make sure I don't hurt myself. Well, let me tell you, God said, I'm your spotter. All the time that I let the things that overtake you. But when it overtook you, I didn't let it destroy you. I was there to take it off you when it was falling on you, when it was about to kill you, when it was about to crush you down. But I took it off of you, and I lifted it back up. And I made sure that you didn't get hurt. I made sure you came out all right. I made sure you got the strength that you needed. And that's what God is trying to do to us today. Oh, my God. He wants us to understand. He's going to allow some things to come over you so you can get some spiritual strength. He wants you to know your trials are not going to overtake you. I allowed them so I can show you what I can do. I want you to see what I can do for you. I want to see what I can do through you. The church has gone through so many things. We've gone through all the pains in this world. We look at our government on today. We look at the world situation. The total world situation is in an uproar right now. Our country can't come together. But yet still, where do the people end up going? To the church. Back in the day, the saints used to go to the church. That's where they would have the meetings about what's going on out in the world. It used to be the hiding place where we would come and pray and touch one another and touch and agree and say, God, we need your help. Okay. They can't do it for us, but we know that you can. And so God said, look at here, just as Cornelius and Peter did in the Sunday school lesson. They began to pray. And prayer changes things, y'all. And when they pray, then God linked them up. And when they linked together, he set them out. And they changed the direction. And so that right now we understand that we have the gift to God. The gift of God, the Holy Spirit. Huh? Well, saints, let me share this. This is what we got to do today. Nothing has changed. God said Jesus the same today, forever. And we got to not change, y'all. We come to the church, but we need to not just wait till we get here to pray. Come on. We don't need to wait here till we get here to pray. Pray at your house. Pray in your car. Pray in your closet. Pray next to your bed. As pastor say, get down on your rusty knees and keep praying. You got to keep praying. Because now is the day that, it's dangerous, y'all. They wait till we come out of the church to kill us. The devil has gotten bold enough to send a person into the church to try to kill and destroy us. But we serve a mighty God. We serve one that can protect us. Oh, my God. I want us to be like Paul. I had to be a base and a bound. So whether I'm in life or in death, I'm still with God. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. I keep going back to that because I want you to understand that God is on your side. God is with you. How is he with you? The only way he can't be with you is if you don't believe in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm turning the corner right here. I'm almost through. But let me share this. If you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins right now, this is where you are separated. God will hear your prayer as long as you're trying to tell him you're accepting Jesus. Everything else is to you. It's for you. You got to know who God, this God that you serve, and who you're trying to choose. Choose Jesus. Today, out of 101 years, we are celebrating. But the church is nothing if we ain't winning souls for Christ. We're doing God a disservice. I preached a sermon, a great exchange. What are we giving God? I have to go back to that for a split second. But because if we're not giving God what he is, because what he's given us is he's given us his all. He gave us Jesus Christ. He gave us Jesus Christ so that we can have, so that we can be saved and that we can have life and that more abundantly. But if we come here with a half-hearted worship, if we come in here with a half-cocked prayer, no thought to it, if us preachers get up here just to say a bunch of scriptures and not telling you what thus saith the Lord, then we're doing the church a disservice. We're doing God a disservice. But we are his chosen people. This is who he called us to be. He called us to be the saints of God. Romans 8:31 says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I don't really have to say nothing about that. Because if you got God on your side, you